Hello, and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, Awakened, John Wesley and the Methodist Movement. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written by the Reverend Bill Kilday. The scripture is Romans chapter 8, verses 28 through 39. A friend and I talk occasionally about heavy stuff. He is older, wiser, and more experienced. He cogitates about the issue of faith versus belief. Words such as commitment, assurance, and confidence get thrown into the conversation. His biggest struggle is with the concept of hope. He feels that hope is a contradiction to faith. He says that if you hope for something, you are only expressing a vague wish. If you have faith, you have a mandate for action. Hope may be based on belief, but positive action is based on faith. Hope is that which creates a picture of a possible future. Hope provides a pathway to the better vision of what can be. In words attributed to Robert Kennedy, "Some men see things as they are and say, why? I dream of things that never were and say, why not?" This image projects the essence of hope. It is an envisioning of how we want things to be, whether realistic or not. Hope reflects a desirable outcome of our circumstances. My friend is right, though. Hope paints a picture, but faith creates action. The Apostle Paul takes up that picture in today's scripture. He wrestles with the human struggle of the flesh and the spirit. He acknowledges that good people suffer and that we hope for what we don't yet see. In this 8th chapter of the letter to the Romans, we find some of the richest hope of the entire Bible. But verse 28 has been interpreted in many different ways. I like the Revised Standard Version, which says, "We know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him." It doesn't say that all things are good, but it says that God works for good in all things. There may be terrible circumstances. Tragedies, storms, war, disease, hate, and violence may seem to be everywhere. Nothing good seems to be around us. But even in these places, God is working to find and bring about some good. A noted atheist observed the Christian response to a devastating hurricane. He admitted being impressed with the healing actions taken by thousands of churches and hundreds of thousands of those who followed Jesus. He said something like, "I cannot adopt their belief, but their actions of love, compassion, and grace put my atheism to shame." Those are the recommended actions of Jesus. To follow Him is to act like Him. As Paul puts it, "Nothing, nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord." It reminds us that the only thing that can separate us from God's love is us. Let us pray. God of hope, love, and grace, help us to follow Jesus in faith and in action. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's daily devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, Awakened, John Wesley and the Methodist Movement. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.